Video, nearly naked witch is reportedly seen eating dead deer, it freaked us out. By Amy Furr on June 6, 2023. A nurse in Canada reportedly recorded what she claimed were witches eating a dead animal near her house and was frightened by the strange sight. 36-year-old Corinia Stanhope of Powell River, British Columbia, said she was at a loss regarding the incident, noting, "It really freaked us out. It's not something you see every day," Fox News reported Tuesday. When Stanhope found a deer carcass in her garden, she decided to put up a camera nearby with help from her grandfather. The two hoped to capture video of wild animals dining on the carcass. But when her grandfather, Bob, who is 76, checked the camera's footage, he saw something he never expected. The clip had recorded what appeared to be a nearly naked woman eating the carcass. Images show two people with dark hair bending over the dead animal, according to the New York Post and other sources. Corinia Stanhope was disturbed when she and her granddad checked the camera's footage and saw two near-naked women hunkered over the deer's corpse. Daily Star, at Daily Star, June 3, 2023. Stanhope said the pair came out a few minutes after sunset and appeared to be wearing wigs, adding the woman brought the hoof to her mouth. "I don't know if she was kissing it, smelling or eating it, but to touch a decaying carcass like that makes me feel sick. The amount of bacteria that must have been on there," she added. According to Mid-Atlantic Wildlife Control, dead animals are known to carry all kinds of bacteria and viruses in and on their bodies. Those bacteria and viruses can be passed from the dead creature to humans and pets. And the site notes that tularemia is a disease that can be spread to humans via contact with a dead animal. It is a bacteria usually found in mammals, especially rodents and rabbits, and sometimes fish and birds. Symptoms vary from mild to life-threatening. While uncommon, rabies can be transmitted from a dead animal to a human through an opening on the skin. "While risk is low, it is still possible and it is better to be safe than sorry," the website continues. Meanwhile, the reported scene apparently happened close to Stanhope's residence, where she keeps her horses, but she chose not to alert law enforcement because nothing illegal took place. Once they saw the images, some people online offered theories about the incident, with a few speculating the figures were Wendigos, according to the Fox report. Britannica defines a Wendigo as a mythological cannibalistic monster in the spiritual tradition of North American Algonquian-speaking tribes. It is associated with winter and described as either a fearsome beast that stalks and eats humans or as a spirit that possesses humans, causing them to turn into cannibals, the site reads.